It's Drive Time Live. I'm Kathy Fuller. Musicians are like natural sponges, and for hundreds of years, composers have been absorbing popular music, the music of the people, and kind of recreating it. Think Liszt's rich and complex paraphrases on the operas of his time, or Bartok's deep dives into the folk songs of his country, or the sound world that Christopher O'Reilly comes up with when he transforms the songs of bands of our time, like Radiohead and Arcade Fire. Pianist Christopher O'Reilly is the host of the national radio program From the Top, showcasing the amazing talent of this country's young classical musicians. He's also been busy playing with another groundbreaker, the brilliant cellist Matt Heimovitz. They have a new recording. It's called Shuffle, Play, Listen, and they are both here with me in our Fraser Performance Studio. Before we chat, here is an arrangement for cello and piano by Christopher O'Reilly of some film music. I'll let you hear it before I tell you what it is. Well, I bet you recognized it if you know your Alfred Hitchcock. That prelude comes from the film Vertigo, music by Bernard Herrmann. Christopher O'Reilly made that arrangement, and you heard him playing the piano live in our Fraser Performance Studio with cellist Matt Heimovitz. Thank you both for being here.
Great being with you, Kathy.
Good to be back.
It is eerie. That piece really kind of defines the word eerie, doesn't it? You know, I've been thinking about this new recording that you have made. It's called Shuffle, Play, Listen. And the act of transforming music, I mean, in this case, Chris, you took music that really existed in a much larger scale and sort of found the blueprint of it in a way. But I picture you working at your piano at home. Is this fun to do, to make these transformations?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. I mean, I've been doing a lot of it for solo piano for a number of years, and then having Matt as, you know, a supremely talented cellist and somebody who plays the instrument that's closest to the human voice, I think doing these song arrangements has been, you know, just an extraordinary inspiration. But then, of course, here we are in Bernard Herrmann's centennial year, and so I thought the idea of doing some music from Vertigo with its hyper-romantic sort of sense of things, and having Matt play up in that stratospheric violin register without taking any sort of compromise was a really nice challenge.
It's something you could do to Matt. But Matt, this voice that is the cello, and the next piece that's coming up is a song by Radiohead, which is such a loved band. They're really a deep band, and they touch on they pull a lot of heartstrings in a real major way. But do you think of the cello just as a voice?
Oh, just about always I think of it as a voice of one sort or another. But well, in the Radiohead song, I'm absolutely trying to get to the spirit and heart of Tom York's, the fragility and the kind of nuances of his phrasing. I'm thinking a lot about that.
It's Pyramid Song. Chris, it's just a song that you've always loved.
Well, it's probably the quintessential piano vocal song of Radiohead. And you know, the one time I met Tom York, you know, I just said, you know, I couldn't imagine doing a piano arrangement of it, just because you can't really do it without the sound of the human voice. And he said, "You mean without me screwing it up?" But he's a very self-deprecating man. But yeah, Matt really, you know, doesn't just take the idea of cello being the best stand-in for the human voice. It's really a matter of really getting inside each singer that we played on the record. And Tom's voice has a sort of fragility about it, but also Matt is asked to do some George Crumb type effects, as well as a certain amount of, you know, Bollywood string playing as well. So he wears many hats even within this one arrangement.
When you say George Crumb effects, for people who don't know what that means,
These sort of diaphanous,
voice of the whale.
These diaphanous harmonic
right.
streams.
We're live in our Fraser Performance Studio on Drive Time Live with Christopher O'Reilly, pianist, and Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. This is Pyramid Song by Radiohead, transformed by Christopher O'Reilly. Pyramid Song. It's music by the band Radiohead, transformed into a piece for cello and piano by Christopher O'Reilly. You heard him at the piano. Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. How did you two hook up?
We've sort of been doing different things at the same time in different places. and we ended up sort of with the same manager a little while ago. Matt's been taking, you know, Bach cello suites to rock clubs, and I've been taking rock music to, you know, concert halls, and lots of commonalities in terms of our tastes in music. And so it was really sort of a natural idea to get together and work together on some stuff. The only problem was, you know, there was so much stuff that we wanted to play together. We ended up making our first record a double CD set. So
yeah,
it's really been kind of an embarrassment of riches.
It's great. It's called Shuffle, Play, Listen, a two CD set. It includes music from the standard repertoire and also some of these great song transcriptions that Christopher O'Reilly, who is the host, as you know, of From the Top. You hear that every Saturday here on Classical New England at 5 o'clock. And Matt Heimovitz, but you two had a different kind of upbringing. I know, Chris, you played in a rock band, didn't you?
For a time, I realized the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsodies were not really impressing the girls so much as maybe the organ solo to Light My Fire or something. So that was my thought at the time. It didn't really work out, but I thought it was fun for a while there.
And actually, I didn't know rock and roll existed.
That's right. He wasn't allowed to listen to anything, even from the 20th century, rock or otherwise.
Right. You must feel like you can let go in a different way when you play this music.
For me, it's a contemporary music experience in the sense that, you know, when he first would send me drafts of what he's working on, there were things that looked impossible. And living with a composer, I've learned to never say that something is impossible. So I try to make it work on the instrument, and I have fun doing that. I have fun learning about my instrument from composers. In that sense, Chris is bringing that compositional attitude to this and really pushing the limits of what, you know, what I can do on the instrument, what we can do together, and the variety of roles we're playing. So in that sense, it's a rich, you know, contemporary music experience.
And we're giving a lot of our classical sensibilities over into doing these songs. I mean, I've done these rock arrangements for a while, and so I understand that, you know, sometimes there are songs like some of the songs that we've been doing by Cocteau Twins, that there's really sort of a groove and an atmosphere sort of involved, and it really, even though the lyrics may change, although they're undiscernible, you know, what they are and what the difference between one verse or another might be. Matt was really much more keen on holding my feet to the fire and saying, well, here's this repeated material. And as classical musicians, even if we have material that looks the same and feels the same, it has to be altered by the traversal of an interstitial, you know, development or some kind of rite of passage emotionally. Sure. And musically. And so, you know, what are we going to do? How is this material going to be altered by the change and by the evolution? And so in that way, I think these, you know, the pop arrangements have really enjoyed a lot of evolution and continue to do so. That said, you know, a lot of the classical pieces that we're doing also come from sort of different media. For instance, you know, the Janáček is a fairy tale, and so there's more than just the musical framework and material to work with.
Well, that's what's next. You have this gorgeous piece by Leos Janáček from the fairy tales. This first one, it's basically kind of the same fairy tale as the Firebird, I think, isn't it? It's the princess being saved, basically, mm-hmm. But atmospheric in a way that no one else, I think, sounds like Janáček. And this is on CD1 of the two CD set called Shuffle, Play, Listen. Matt Heimovitz cello, Christopher O'Reilly's a pianist. Thank you. That's some of the very evocative music by Leos Janáček, the great Czech composer. That's the first of the Pohádka, or fairy tales. And you heard Matt Heimovitz playing the cello live in our Fraser Performance Studio, Christopher O'Reilly playing the piano. They have a brand new 2-CD set. It's on Oxengale Records. It's called Shuffle, Play, Listen, a collaboration that blurs the boundaries between classical and pop. I'm Kathy Fuller, and there is music by Stravinsky, Arcade Fire, and Piazzolla coming up. That Janáček, that's a good example of an artist who draws on the music that he has absorbed from his own lifetime and from his own world, right? Just like you have been doing, Chris.
Well, I think Janáček is probably one of those composers that I don't think had any sort of forerunners. I think he's just, you know, he just sprung from heaven. You know, I don't think there's anybody who composed music anything like him before or since. But it's gorgeous, gorgeous music. And again, it still, you know, ends up being sort of film music. You know, the third movement of the Pohádka was a portion of the soundtrack to The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
This music is so visceral, and he went through such things in his life. And in the same way that a singer-songwriter can touch the people in such a visceral way, Janáček is touching in that same way. All three of the fairy tales are on the recording, too. It's Shuffle, Play, Listen. Arcade Fire. Tell us about that. I suppose there might be people who are listening who don't know about Arcade Fire.
They happen to come from a town where I live now, in Montreal, and they're very popular in Quebec and now around the world after that Grammy win and several other attention-getting awards. And they're a great group of people. We happen to shop at the same grocery store in Montreal.
That's great.
I just bumped into the bass player, you know, 2 days ago walking down Prince Arthur, this beautiful pedestrian street in Montreal.
Well, the song is called In the Back Seat. And what we're going to do is hear first from the very famous Suite Italienne, after Pulcinella, the suite that Stravinsky, he was very smart about making suites out of his ballets, and so he made a suite from the ballet Pulcinella. And we'll hear the great Tarantella from that. And then we'll hear In the Back Seat by Arcade Fire. We're live with Matt Heimovitz, the cellist, Christopher O'Reilly, at our piano in our Fraser Performance Studio. Thank you. What a beautiful thing. It's called In the Back Seat, the song by Arcade Fire, transcribed for cello and piano by Christopher O'Reilly. You heard him at the piano in our Fraser Performance Studio. Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. I always imagine that there are people in the world who have no idea that the cello can do such expressive, human, unbelievable things as you do, Matt. And Chris, I have heard the song. It's a sad song. It's a very touching song anyway. But lyrics aside, there is a certain amount of percussion and I think electronic. Yeah. And I think there are strings or at least...
Well, it has a very meditative and sorrowful feel, but then really quite an impassioned and somewhat angry sort of outburst. And so, yeah, it really is a matter of trying to approximate that.
Well, it's beautiful. And the thing about it is that there's a real kind of sincerity that radiates from your performance. And so this you believe in this music so much. It's extremely touching, beautifully done.
Thank you. Very much.
Well, I know that you know about Astor Piazzolla. Didn't you play with his pianist or Chris?
I was privileged to play a bunch of two piano concerts with Pablo Ziegler, who was Astor Piazzolla's pianist for a couple of decades, actually. But I still remember first hearing Piazzolla's music from a friend of mine, Chester Bresniak, who was a principal clarinetist with the Sao Paulo Orchestra. And I remember this is back in the days when we just had little pocket cassette players. This is pre-Apple. And he brought this music, which sounded ostensibly sort of tango-like, but with such anger and passion, and that you had the idea that this must have had a great deal of political sort of input to it. And so I fell in love with the music at that point. And I think a lot of our classical colleagues, you know, had that same kind of impression of this being this sort of impassioned, slightly out of control sort of thing, and just no holds barred and absolutely amazing. But playing it with Pablo, you know, we also hear it through sort of jazz infused sensibilities in the United States, and in point of fact, it's a written music. Even when the quintet had Gary Burton come in and sit in with them, they'd, you know, be kind of hankering for him to do some more improv. And no, Astor put his foot down. No, this is.
Wow.
But given that it's a written music, there's an enormous amount of interplay and rubato and much freedom. I don't think I've ever had as much fun playing with another pianist on stage as I did with Pablo. And really, anything could go. But as he pointed out, Chris, the tango is a dance. It comes from the ground. And so our jazz sensibilities are of no help. This really has to have a sense of the uncomfortable, you know, the sort of the asphalt of Buenos Aires summer. It's not just the rose in the teeth. It's a lot of pain and anguish and humidity.
Wow. I'm going to save that introduction for every time I play this piece. Astor Piazzolla, it's Le Grand Tango. And we're live in our Fraser Performance Studio. Matt Heimovitz playing the cello. Christopher O'Reilly plays the piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That's music by Astor Piazzolla. That's Le Grand Tango, the Great Tango by Piazzolla, live in our Fraser Performance Studio with cellist Matt Heimovitz, pianist Christopher O'Reilly. Talk about digging your feet in and sinking your teeth in. And you're right, there are no roses in the mouth.
No,
this is not that. Well, we so appreciate your being here. I want to remind people about this new recording, Shuffle, Play, Listen on Oxengale Records. Christopher O'Reilly and Matt Heimovitz, what a great duo. Thank you so much. I hope you can come back. Keep writing them, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I want to remind you also, From the Top, there is a live taping at From the Top's broadcast home right here at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. It's coming up on Saturday, February 4th, beginning at 7:30. Features violinist Carson Marshall, concertmaster of the Boston Youth Symphony Orchestra, and lots of other young performers. And I'm sure that keeps you young, Chris, that parade of great, inexplicably hyper-talented young artists.
Always great to interact with them and let them play exactly the way they want. It teaches me a lot.
That's great. Thank you, Christopher O'Reilly. Thank you, Matt Heimovitz. I'm Kathy Fuller. Thanks also to our audio engineer, James Donahue. Our producer is Alan McClellan. Our executive producer is Benjamin K. Rowe, managing director for classical services at WGBH.